On an upper floor of the station, in a pinched office, a picture on the wall faced his desk. The sun was at its height. The sea was pure blue. The beach was golden and not many of the pebble banks showed. Bikini-clad girls lay on multicoloured towels, stood on the sand or among the slight waves. He had taken the photo himself. He gloried in it, bathed in its warmth. If he looked away from his screen and ignored the picture, he had the window to look out of. There was a courtyard and a glimpse of the sky. It had clouded over, wasn't raining yet, but soon would be. The picture was his joy. Joe's life was pretty unremarkable. Apart from...
Ring!
Just then, the doorbell rang.
Let me in! It's an emergency!
Came the exasperated cry from the other side. Joe's mum opened the door and there stood AJ, Joe's oldest and best friend.
What is it, AJ?
Joe's mum said, sounding panic-stricken.
I smell your world-famous fresh tea and toast with sour rhubarb jam, Mrs. Pete, and I need a fix.
Everyone has a general idea of what a heart attack is. It's pretty bad news health-wise. It causes chest pain and shortness of breath. Not infrequently, it can cause our heart, whose job it is to keep pumping blood through our arteries, to give up the ghost completely. Not good news at all. Our heart is, after all, the muscle that ensures even the most far-flung corners of our body, from the tops of our heads to the tips of our little toes, are kept constantly supplied with nutrients and, more importantly, oxygen-rich blood. This is, clearly, vital for our survival.